All right. Somewhere out in Scottsdale, there are people that are already drinking to prepare for a little event they call the Waste Management Phoenix Open. And joining us, we have the director of course operations at TPC Scottsdale, Robbie Robertson. Robbie, welcome back into the golf shop.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are we doing on the East Coast today?
Oh, we're doing awesome. It's chilly. I hope it's warmer there.
Yeah, well, it's going to be warm next week, that's for sure. We had a little touch of frost today, but we're going to warm this baby up into the mid-70s next week for the big show.
Well, how has this year's weather, we talked to you this time last year, how has the weather affected course prep? And is it going to be ready? Is it going to be similar? Is there anything new to look forward to?
I'll give you my personal guarantee. It's going to be ready. we've had a little different weather than we had last year, oddly enough. Believe it or not, it was hot out here this fall. So the overseed was a little slower, but we cooled down there at the end of November, 1st of December. The overseed kicked in really nice, and it's as good as it's ever been.
All right, so are the arenas all built? I mean, do we have our stands all ready to go?
The stadium is up. And we started in on September 28th this year. With the beginning of the build, it went very, very smooth this year. We got done with erecting the structures there about a couple weeks ago. Right now, all the different vendors are in, filling it with sodas and libations. Got all the tables and chairs. It's ready to go, and it went just as smooth as it ever has.
All right. Well, as the local grass whisperer, I mean, how do you feel about all of these people showing up and tramping over your hard work? Is it job security? Is it, do you love it? Is it a showcase? Or, you know, secretly, are you just hoping that beer ends up being a really good fertilizer?
I think a little bit of all that. I know that last year was my first Open, and I can honestly say I was a little more nervous last year than I am this year about all those folks on the grass. Beans were going to be nice, sunny, and dry. The impact of a lot of that turf will be very minimal, and it pops back. You know, by the time we get to mid-February and they get the structures down, this place is a gem. It's looking really good. You know, if we were having rain and what have you, that would be a different issue. But you're right. Even the beer soaks in nicely and hasn't seemed to be too much damage. So everything outside the ropes, we're not going to worry about too much. Inside the ropes is where the show is.
Yeah, I mean, are there areas, though, that you are concerned about or that you have to alter year to year, where areas of egress where a lot of people are walking that you say, geez, you know, next year, can we move that over 5 feet so that, you know, this grass can have a chance to survive?
We have made a few adjustments. Yes, we have. You know, we chose this year. We did not overseed a lot of the Bermuda areas that are under the large stands so that they would have a better recuperative capacity this spring. We make little adjustments like that all the time. You know, we'll try to run as much foot traffic onto cart paths and through deserts as we can. In those other areas, you know, after the tournament, we'll get the air fryers out. If we need to sod it out, we'll sod it out. We get it back to quality conditions for our guests that are playing.
Yeah, you guys probably have. I mean, you've got water on three of the last four holes that really make it exciting. And obviously, you know, there's some pucker factor on 16 as well. I mean, if you miss the green, it's probably worse than hitting in water on any of the other holes just because of the reaction you get out of the crowd. But, you know, from an excitement standpoint, when you guys talk about, I mean, in September, putting up all of these stadium seats and everything, do people flock to the golf course to play it in the time frame when all those stands are up because they want to kind of get the sense of what goes on during the tournament?
Oh, yeah, all through October, November, because the first thing that goes up is the stadium around 16. And no matter what stage of build-out that structure is in, you'll hear all fall, clear a hole or two over, you'll hear people boo, yay, scream, of just groups that are out there needling each other. It's great. It gets you excited for the event. And it happens all fall, and it happens pretty much a month or two after as well, because the stadium, first thing up, last thing down.
Yeah, I mean,
the stadium will be up clear into March, and you'll hear You'll hear it all spring long. People yelling and screaming, and they're reenacting their own shot on 16.
Well, I think the pairing with Waste Management is perfect because this event definitely creates more recyclables, particularly in aluminum, than any other event on the tour schedule. I am curious, as you're looking at the course, do you ever kind of check out how they come out and the PGA sets up the course and think, wow, they screwed that up. I'd have done it different.
No, you know, I work for the PGA, so I'd have to say they do a great job. I don't think I would go against their setup. They know the setup of the golf course probably better than I do. I just concentrate on the turf grass.
All right, so do you have to float the stuff out in the water, or does somebody take care of that for you? I mean, are you personally involved in that?
There is a company, a contractor, that does all the signage for the tournament. Does all the decals, all the signage, everything from the stickers that are on the tables in the cabanas to the signs that float in the lakes. They actually have a guy that's his specialty. He does that.
All right, so as you're looking at the conditions, you're telling us that it's going to be pretty dry and it's going to be hot, and what can we expect? And you know, if you look at your past leaders and winners.
We've seen 59s already on golf courses this year. Are we going to see one?
I mean, put your fan hat on a little bit with the expertise you have and the knowledge of the course. What kind of player? Who can we look for to do well?
Well, I think you're going to see Mr. Fowler probably do well again. There's been two times in the last 3 to 4 years that he's come down to those last couple of holes and it's kind of decided it for him. I look for him to be able to pull that through. I know that you know, Mr. Mickelson's a fan favorite out here, and he's going to play. He's going to play well. He almost always plays well here at Scottsdale. You know, the stadiums are a little bigger on 16. We've added more seats in there as well. So it's going to be that guy that can handle that pressure coming into there. And those guys eat it up. They love it. There's a few of them that aren't so thrilled about that type of situation. They're yelling in their backswing, but that's who I would look for. You know, will Justin go low again? You're right, 59s this year. What'd you say? We had two or three already this year.
Yeah.
I won't predict whether we'll see 59s, but those guys are really good, and it's exciting to see.
Now, do you think it's something special about the way Ricky Fowler approaches that course, or that he just doesn't let the moment, you know, get in his head? I mean, why does a guy like that find unusual success at a place like the Waste Management and the TPC Scottsdale?
Well, you know, Ricky plays out here quite often, I think, and he really knows the golf course. But Ricky's one of those players that goes for it. And, you know, quite frankly, that's what's always got him in the hunt out here, is going for it on like 15 and 17. But consequently, that's also what got him in a little bit of trouble last year. So, you know, that's what makes it exciting out here, is you got guys like Ricky and Phil that have shots that you and I don't got. And they'll go for shots that will kind of make or break them, really.
All right, so 14 under winning last year, actually going into a playoff. Brooks Koepka the year before, 15 under the year before that, 16 under. Mickelson in 2013, just stupid low, I mean, shooting 256. With the conditions being a little firmer, a little faster this year, weather forecast looks good. What kind of numbers do you think we're going to be looking at come Sunday afternoon to win this thing?
Well, I think, you know, one comment about the 2013 and 14 numbers is that was before the renovation. And so, you know, with a few tweaks here and a little bit more length here and a few more things that Mr. Weisskopf improved on the golf course in 2014, I think you're going to see about the same numbers. I think you're going to see anywhere from 15 to 18 under. Like I say, conditions are going to be just prime out here, premium. So I think you'll probably see about the same numbers.
All right. Well, we're talking to Robbie Robertson, the agronomy god out at TPC Scottsdale, getting ready for the Waste Management and all the craziness that goes there, and, you know, beer as fertilizer. I'm curious to ask you an agronomy question about what's gone on here in the Carolinas. We've had two separate, unbelievably mild, I'd even say warm stretches this winter. And the golf courses around here, the Bermuda came back, which is not good. it started to move again. It's starting to invade some of the areas it's not supposed to. You know, we've got critters and flowers and trees that have, you know, they bud, and now we're going to get another cold. How should our courses be dealing with this kind of inconsistent weather?
Well, you know, I spent a few years in Texas, and we had that type of situation as well.
Yes.
And what you got to do, you're right, it's not optimum for that Bermuda to come awake this time of year yet in an area that has, they can possibly have ice and a lot of freezing temperatures. But one thing that, you know, I'm sure that all the agronomists out there are very well versed in watching their weather and what they need to do, and that if it's going to get cold again on that green Bermuda, you know, make sure that, you know, hopefully they have covers that they can cover their greens with. You know, and I'm sure they all are pretty well versed as well in making sure if that Bermuda's coming out, you know, it doesn't have optimum sun conditions and warmth, and that, you know, keep an eye out for some possible pathogens, and they're probably on a preventative fungicide program to make sure that those greens stay in optimum conditions. You've got a really good group of agronomists that are there in the Carolinas. I know quite a few of them. I'm friends with quite a few of them, and they take good care of you out there, though.
Well, and then one last thing really quick before we let you go about sand in the bunkers. We're, you know, a lot of the courses around here are going through some renovations to their bunkers, and they're trying to look at all these new modern sands that have a little bit different shape. And it seems to be the concern around here is washout. How do you keep your bunkers nice when you risk washout after a big rain? Is there a sand that you know of or that you've heard of that is proving to be particularly good at preventing that?
Experience, guys, that it's not as much about the sand as it is about the liner that is under the sand. And there's a couple different products out these days that a lot of courses are using during renovation that are very high flow liners. They use a gravel mix with a polymer that allows water to really flow down through, and so it doesn't. The water doesn't hit that base and kind of undercut the sand and make the sand end up in the bottom of the bunker these days. So there's been some really new innovations in that. We have that type of innovation on the stadium course. I know we can handle a 2 or 3 inch downpour and go out and our bunkers don't have any water in them. So, you know, the only factor with the sand is making sure it has a proper percolation rate. That is done through proper testing during renovation. Make sure it has a proper percolation rate for the type of liner they're going to use.
Well, Robbie, man, we always look forward to this week. We look forward to the waste management, and I hope you guys have some fun out there because I know you guys never have any fun out there. But we appreciate you coming on with us as always.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right.